Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Becky Brensinger, and welcome to another edition here of Eagles Nightly on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. After a thrilling come-from-behind win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week, the Eagles came into this week with an energy and excitement as they prepared for the Cincinnati Bengals on a short turnaround week. Those feelings did not last long, though, as the Eagles were defeated by the Bengals by a score of 34-13 at Lincoln Financial Field. On Fan Appreciation Night, the stands were abuzz pregame about the Eagles' young players, particularly the play of rookie quarterback Nick Foles after his success in Tampa. However, miscues would be the theme of the game as they started early here. Foles hits Jeremy Maclin for what would have to be a first down, but Bengals defensive end Carlos Dunlap strips the football from Maclin and the Bengals recover, leading to a one-yard touchdown run by Bonjarvis Green-Ellis. Then on the Eagles' next offensive series, they go three and out, and as they prepare to punt, there's confusion on the sidelines. Clay Harbor runs in late, and Dan Heron pushes Marvin McNutt into punter Matt McBrier, blocking the kick. The Bengals recover, and the Eagles' defense comes up big and holds them to just a field goal. In the second quarter, Foles gets into a rhythm as he airs it out to Maclin for 46 yards and then finds his favorite red zone target, Riley Cooper, at the goal line for an 11-yard touchdown pass. With the score now at 10-7 and the Eagles were back in the ballgame. Defensive end Brandon Graham had his best performance of the season, notching 2.5 sacks, including a forced Andy Dalton fumble recovered by Trent Cole. The Eagles were in business in Bengals territory. However, they settled for an Alex Henry field goal to tie the game at 10. And as the half winded down, Cullen Jenkins forced another Andy Dalton fumble. And on the ensuing possession, the Eagles would get the ball to the 1 yard line. However, they could not convert with a touchdown. So another Henry field goal put the Eagles up 13-10 at the half. But the lead did not last. And in the second half, things came unraveled for the Eagles as the offense gained only 39 total yards on 15 plays. Nick Foles threw for his first interception in three games on an underthrown ball deep to back Maclin, which led to an Andy Dalton 11-yard touchdown scramble wide open. On the next drive, running back Bryce Brown, who was largely ineffective on the ground for the Eagles for the second game in a row, fails to secure the handoff from Foles, and Cincinnati's Wallace Gilberry picks up the trash and takes it in for the touchdown. The turnovers proved to be far too much for the Eagles to overcome, and the Bengals would score 10 more points off of two more Eagles turnovers, and so your Eagles lose 34-13 on Thursday night and fall to 4-10 on the season. In his day after press conference, head coach Andy Reid met with the media and says that if this team didn't know the damage that turnovers can do before, they surely do now.
Three plus quarters there, for three quarters. I thought we played good football until we hit that 5 minute 58 second mark in that third quarter. And then we went turnover. With the interception for a touchdown, the fumble for a touchdown, and then another fumble, they were able to get a field goal from that, and then the muffed kickoff, they end up scoring a touchdown on that. So, you know, 4 out of 5 plays, they put points on the board. So we went from 13-10 score to 34-13 in just a matter of minutes, and you know, it's a shame. I mean, that's turnovers destroy you in this league. There's one thing that you, if we didn't know it before this season, we surely know it now. That sitting there at minus 22 in the giveaway takeaway area is stuff to win football games.
On the injury front, Reed said that LeSean McCoy has not been cleared to return to football yet, and he will more than likely see an independent neurologist for clearance in the next few days. Quarterback Michael Vick and tight end Brent Celek have been cleared to play and will return to practice this week. Reed said that he has not made a decision on whether Vick will be active next week when the Eagles take on the Redskins. And guard Evan Mathis should be back with his ankle injury, as should fullback Stanley Havili, who injured his hamstring against the Bengals. Now, cornerback Brandon Hughes spent the night in the hospital after suffering a lung contusion against the Bengals, but he is home now and resting. And after being out against the Bengals, running back Chris Polk and safety Kurt Coleman should be good to go next Sunday. Colt Anderson has started in the last two games in place of Coleman, and Reed did not rule out the possibility of Anderson remaining in the lineup after Coleman's return. In a 4-10 season, the story for the Eagles has been the impressive play of the team's young players. But as things go with most young athletes, there are ups and there are downs. Of the Eagles' five turnovers yesterday, three were committed by first-year players. And after an uneven performance last night, Andy Reid says that the rookies must learn from their mistakes and make the most of their opportunity.
You know, I mentioned this at the beginning of the year. Are there going to be mistakes with your rookies? Yeah, there are going to be some mistakes. But as you go on, you've got to limit those. The one thing we've had is we've had an influx of rookies as we've gone on here throughout the season, just due to the injuries. So we're late in the season. We've got guys doing some things that they are going to learn it on the job here. But it's a good experience for them. I mean, if there's a positive, it's a good experience for them so they can do better when they have a chance to be a full-time guy.
As noted earlier, the Eagles struggled in the red zone against the Bengals, converting only one of their three attempts. Reed says that the red zone miscues could be blamed on both play calling and execution.
We've got to do a better job with what we dial up right there. We had no timeouts at that time, so we're trying to make sure that, and if you don't get the touchdown, then you want to make sure you have enough time for the hurry up field goal and that whole deal as you go. So we felt it was best to throw the ball there, and these are plays that we've had in for, you know, for most of the season, so it's not, we weren't dialing up a bunch of new stuff. They did a good job of covering them, and we could have done a little bit better job of executing them, probably a better job of dialing up the right ones at the right time.
One of the bright spots of yesterday's game was the performance of the defense, in particular the defensive line. Led by new defensive line coach Tommy Brazier, the Eagles amassed a season-high 6 sacks from 4 different players, including 2.5 from former first-round draft pick Brandon Graham. After the game, Graham reacted to his breakout performance, and the line talked about what has changed in the two games since Brazier returned to the Eagles.
Shoot, when I was number two guy, I was always like, every time I get out there, you know, I'm going to make sure they know I'm out there. And that's the same approach I took when I finally got my shot. I'm going to make sure they know I'm going to be out there. And, you know, I just have fun. I try to bring that energy. I'm trying to be that leader that they brought me in to be, and next year I know for sure I'm going to be that leader.
I mean, it doesn't mean too much, though. You know, last year, we put up a lot of sacks, a lot of numbers, and, you know, losing too. So, you know, in the end, you know, all the little moral victories or whatever they are don't mean anything, you know, if you don't get the win.
He definitely held the ball a lot longer than the quarterbacks we usually play, but we can't take nothing away from the defense line. We had a great game, and, you know, we had some negatives, but mostly we're positive, and I'll just say big ups to everybody that got their sacks and everybody that had a positive game.
Some more good news for the Eagles came on Friday as cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah was named one of the 10 finalists for the 2013 Bart Starr Award, which honors an NFL player for outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. The award will be handed out during the 26th annual Super Bowl breakfast hosted by Athletes in Action on Friday, February 1st in New Orleans. The winner of the Bart Starr Award is voted by NFL players and is named after Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr. The award honors the player who best exemplifies Starr's commitment to family, teammates, and the community.